You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Welcome into this Wednesday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, if you're on YouTube, if you're on our website, omspirit.com, you can see the man across from me is none other than Cam Brent, Ole Miss men's basketball player. He is here to talk year one of Chris Beard, what life is like playing for Chris Beard, and pretty much anything in between. We'll get into a couple things here. But before I bring Cam on, we do want to talk about the folks that make it possible, and that is College Corner, the good folks. Three locations, Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. The new spot in Oxford is fantastic. 4,000 plus square feet. They've got everything you need there to get your merch on, get some swag, get some gifts, get some tailgating supplies. And if you go to the one in Oxford right now through May 15th, any purchase you make there, you can get a commemorative glass, a koozie, you can buy 12 polos, whatever you want to do. Before you leave, if you give a tip, it will be directly sent to the Grove Collective, will benefit Ole Miss Athletics, folks like Cam here. And you get entered in for a promotion. You get entered into a raffle to win a signed Grove Collective football signed by Lane Kiffin. So it runs through May 15th, only at the Oxford location, unfortunately. So you're going to have to go to Oxford. But hey, if you're in town this weekend before Double Decker, run over to College Corner and enter in to win that football. So without further ado, Cam, good evening as we're recording this Tuesday night. Little inside baseball there for our listeners, but appreciate you coming on, man. How we doing?
Good. How you doing? Appreciate you for having me too.
Yeah, absolutely. First off, before I forget, before we get into everything else, were you aware of the picture of Manute Bol with Muggsy Bogues before you did the photo shoot with John Bol?
Yeah, yes, sir. I actually, just growing up and stuff, that was also obviously an infamous picture. I'd seen it like on social media and stuff like that, so I was aware of it.
Okay. Was it your idea?
That's a funny story. I was in Walmart getting some groceries for the house, and then Coach Beard was calling me, and then he was told me that we had a recruit on campus, and he told me to come up there and take a little photo. So that's how that started. And then obviously it blew up once it hit the internet.
Yeah. Yeah. It was hard to hide John Bol when he was in Oxford.
Yes, sir.
All right. So let's rewind a little bit here. Tell us about kind of your journey to Ole Miss. I know you're from Mississippi, but just tell everybody kind of how you ended up at Ole Miss and, you know, kind of where you're from.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I actually, for starters, I've always been an Ole Miss fan. Even though my dad was coaching at different schools like Jackson State and other spots, I was obviously just always around. But he coached here back in 2000, the early 2000s. So I actually was born in Oxford. So I just always kind of had a connection with Oxford. I always had a special place for me in my heart. And so, just watching a lot of games, obviously like the Murphy Holloway era and Marshall Henderson. Then guys like Jarvis Summers that are from Jackson that I was a big fan of. People like that just always just drew attention, and I just always loved Ole Miss. And so when I was in high school and stuff, obviously Coach Davis was here, and he would always invite me up to the elite camps and stuff. So I'd take every opportunity I could to come every year. Just kind of building a relationship with Coach Davis through the elite camps and performing well in them. And just playing against guys that were on Ole Miss's radar, I would always try to make sure I had a good game every time I played somebody that was committed to Ole Miss or that Ole Miss was recruiting, just to kind of give myself a opportunity to show what I could do. At the time, Josh Hubbard was committed to Ole Miss, played against him heavily. Jacob Gazzo was a guy that was on their radar. I played against him multiple times. And then I actually had a showcase my senior year that was at Oxford High School, came down here and played, had a hell of a tournament down there, and Coach Wynn Cates actually saw me there. So that was that played a big part in me in deciding to come here once May rolled around.
Yeah, won a state championship at Jackson Prep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean 14.5 points per game. They two close to 3 rebounds, close to 3 assists per game. And then yeah, season high 33 against Jackson Academy.
Right.
So yeah, filling it up.
Well, it's actually crazy. I actually had better stats my junior year. I guess my senior year, I started passing the ball a little bit. But my junior year, I actually said against Gazzo, I had a phenomenal game. I finished with like 46 points or something crazy. And I tied Monte Ellis's like state, like 3-point single game, 3-point record. I hit like 13, 12 or 13 threes in a game. It was crazy. And so that was a big game for me too, that obviously caught a lot of people's attention.
Yeah. You mentioned Wynn Cates, so transitioning from Kermit Davis to Chris Beard, you opted to stay. You didn't want to get in the portal, you wanted to stay on and be part of the, you know, first year of the Chris Beard era. Was Wynn Cates a big part of that with him staying on the staff?
Yeah, most definitely. And I think a lot of the guys that stayed from the previous year with Coach Davis would say that Wynn Cates played a big part in people staying. Just a guy that's just an all-American person. You love him on the court, off the court. So yeah, I would say definitely. And then Coach Beard, obviously, like even just from the first time that he invited me to his office to meet with him. When I didn't even know if he was gonna keep me at the time because it wasn't look. I just so much uncertainty around just who is he gonna bring in. Maybe he has guys that he already wants to bring in. So from the first time that I met with him, it was just like I don't even know how to describe it, but just a respect. Like just he just commands your respect, and just the way he sits and talks with you is just really something interesting. And that just kind of stood out to me from the first meeting.
Yeah, I mean, outside of that, I mean, the resume is pretty loud too, right?
No doubt, no doubt.
Been to a Final Four, went to a national championship game, won some Big 12 regular season titles. You know, went to an Elite Eight too,
Right.
with Texas Tech. What was it like, you know, towards the end of the Kermit Davis tenure? It was a struggle. And then Chris Beard comes in with this, you know, all these expectations, all the hype, all the buzz. You know, you already mentioned your kind of first meeting with him, but what
Right.
has it been like with all of that, you know, all that attention and all people
No
getting
doubt.
excited?
Well, I'll say from like even from the very first meeting, I had to kind of look myself in the mirror too and just make sure I was ready for what's about to happen, because I could tell everything that he was telling me in the meeting, he meant it and he meant business. Just from things like just small things like Coach Beard has a rule, you have to be everywhere, no matter if it's going to get pizza. Or if we're going to if we have the biggest practice of the year, you have to be there 10, 5 minutes early. So just little small details like that, and then just everything else that he obviously demands, just be a going to class, going to weights, taking care of your body, doing everything you're supposed to do off the court, on top of staying on top of your game, always being in the gym. He told me, I can remember, he was like, when he first got here, he was like that it was going to be a total culture change. And John Riley, Coach Riley, who was our assistant, he's almost like an assistant coach. He's our strength coach, but I mean, he's like a assistant coach, and he's Coach Beard's right hand man. I can tell what they meant business from day one, just telling us everything that we were gonna have to do and have to be at. And I can remember him specifically telling me, as a walk on, you're gonna be expected to do everything that the scholarships guys have to do. So I you know I just kind of had to take some time to myself. And make sure that was something that I was ready to do for me personally.
I've been to a practice before, and you've obviously been to all of them, but it's a very intense, it's like controlled chaos. It's very intense. Yeah. a lot of stuff going on, but like a lot of moving parts where, you know, a drill here or run some sets here and then, you know, go do some like film study. And then it's a lot of teaching moments. You know, you don't have to give away any of the secret sauce or anything, but, you know, what's it like just day to day in the program? Because I know Beard's a big guy, or he's a guy that's big on, like, you got to love basketball. Like, you got to be all about it every day.
No doubt. One thing that's unique about Coach Beard, he has something what's called a KD schedule. Every player on the roster has their own KD schedule. It's your personalized schedule. And his big thing is you shouldn't have any reasonings as far as to being late to things, because it's your own personal made schedule. Mm-hmm. And so, that's one thing that I like about Coach Beard. He gives you the option to whether you're a morning person. I might want to everyone generally lifts in the morning. Mm-hmm. There's usually like two or three lifting groups that we have. So you'll lift every day. And then he wants you to get in the training room, take care of your body. And then nutrition's a big emphasis that I can say that I saw a change in from year one to year two, just being required to eat the right things and keeping up with your weight. We have to weigh in every day. And then usually everyone's getting some sort of on-court workout in the morning as well to go with that, to go with the weight training. And then obviously we're not in season right now, so we don't have the practice in the afternoon part. During the season, we go around noonish, 1 o'clock-ish. So that part's actually not in play right now. But during the season, that's a part that's on your schedule. And then obviously you fill in your classes around that. So it's generally a pretty busy day. And we have film study and stuff like that as well, little small things to go in between. So, yeah, pretty busy day, especially during the season.
The College Corner is headed to Oxford. Stop by their new location in the Oxford Commons off Sisk Avenue. They'll have 4,000 square feet of Rebel gear ready for your trip to the Grove. On your next trip to Oxford, stop by the College Corner or our other great locations in Ridgeland and Flowood. Hats, shirts, polos, pullovers, sweats, T-shirts. College Corner has it all. And as always, you can visit us online at collegecornerstore.com. That's collegecornerstore.com. The College Corner, where your game day apparel meets.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG Apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable. And my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC, code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. PXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions Podcast Network. It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen lighted up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
The transfer portal is such a big part of college sports now. You know, the spring portal window is going on right now. You know, there were some guys on campus today. I don't know if you got a chance to hang out with them or not, but you know, what's that been like? Just you as a college athlete and like seeing right. it. You're not obviously taking part in it. You're staying put, but seeing it evolve and change recruiting. I mean, how do you feel that that's affected the sport?
Well, I always look at it. I think it's two-sided. I like the quote that that Rothstein uses, which is the portal giveth and the portal taketh. So obviously, I don't know. It's kind of unique to me. I think it's good for college basketball with like the NIL era and the transfer portal, because it kind of reminds me of how the pros is ran, which is, I think, is a good thing, especially for players that that will take that next step after we're done in college. And so just giving them kind of a taste of what being a professional is like, having options to go here or just weighing your options for better situations. But overall, yeah, I think but as from a standpoint as like a player, I always get sad just because it's like, man, I know my team is going to change every year. So I like to meet new people, though, and it's always yeah. fun to meet my new teammates and get things going and watching how we really bond together.
Speaking of new names, I know Ole Miss has added a couple new faces for next year. You know, Dre Davis from Seton Hall. You've got Malik Dia from Belmont. Mikel Brown-Jones from UNCG, and then Davin Barnes from Sam Houston. I'd imagine you've had an opportunity to meet with them. As far as when they're on campus doing visits and things like that, I'm sure the players intermingle and do things, you know, after the official visit stuff is done. But, you know, how does that work with you as a current player? Does Beard want y'all doing a bunch of stuff with them, or is it kind of all business?
It's a business for sure. Especially when they're getting down to trying to figure out, like, you know, who they want and stuff like that. But the visits are really fun. He wants as many players as possible to kind of be around the facilities, just be around town, taking them, letting those guys get to experience what it's like at Ole Miss. And I think that's a big plus for us as a program, because it's like almost I've never had a guy come here and then they'd be like, the visit wasn't fun, just because what Oxford provides, like just the community. If we're out on the square, people are always nice and just, you know, letting people know just how great of a community it is. And the parents always, that's a big thing with the parents that bring the kids on a visit. They always, that leaves a big impression on them.
What's kind of the go-to itinerary when you're hosting a guy? Do you have a certain restaurant that you like to go to, maybe a certain, you know, late night spot, or when you hit the squares, is there a certain, you know, regimented schedule, or do y'all do it different?
No certain regimented schedule. Just a bunch of tours, like letting them see campus, different facilities. They are a lot of the ones that recently came in have been fascinated by the new football facility that they built over there by the grill. So that's a place that you always want to take them. The Tui facility and the pavilion, obviously. One thing that people are actually surprised when they get in there is that we have the steak escape the canes in there. So that's something that people always take notice of. And then the square, obviously, taking those guys out, letting them get the experience what Oxford has to can bring. And it's been good so far. Everybody's just around the square has been really good, been really nice.
What for you, I mean, personally, not just with visitors, you know, what's kind of your favorite thing about Oxford? You know, could be a restaurant, could be, you know, something you like to do in your downtime. What's your kind of favorite thing about Oxford?
Well, I say right now the new Tico Steakhouse that they just built on the square, that's gonna have to be my new favorite now, because when I was in Jackson, I had the chance to eat there a couple of times, and it was probably one of my favorite restaurants, because steak is actually my favorite thing to eat. So okay, Definitely Tico's, and I'm a big Lenora's guy. I love Lenora's, and I'll stop by Insomnia and grab me some dessert here and there. So those are some of my favorite places.
The Grove Collective has been such a huge part of, you know, basketball, football, softball, baseball. They've done a fantastic job with everybody on campus. Right. I'm sure you know as well as everybody else, you know, it's one of the most respected collectives in the country. You know, Walker Jones and everybody over there do a great job. You know, what's your relationship with them and working with them and you know, helping them when guys come in town? You know, what's that experience been like?
No doubt. Yeah, the Grove Collective's probably it's one of the best collectives in the country. And we're blessed to have that. And Lauren and Walker, they're really good at what they do. And I know they have a lot of respect from a lot of people, but they're not only are they good at their job, they're really good people too. So that's been good, especially working with them, and just really appreciative of the things that they've done for me. One of my favorite this past year, I was actually able to do a partnership with the WWE when they came to Memphis. And so that was an opportunity that they brought to me. And I was really appreciative of that, being able to work with them.
Okay. WWE, like World Wrestling Entertainment?
Like WrestleMania.
Really? Okay. Are you a wrestling guy? Do you follow wrestling?
Not really. But ever since then, I have kept up on their social media page and stuff, because it was helping them. It was a social media campaign. So I have kept up since then.
Okay, cool. Last thing here, I won't ask you for basketball because obviously, you know, you're expecting to make the tournament. But for football, probably the most anticipated season ever in the history of the program. a lot of hype around the football team. Do you give me like a any predictions, any hot takes, a you know, a win loss prediction? What do you think about football this fall?
Really, I'm a really big football guy. I don't miss a home game. I've always come to the football game. So definitely looking forward to the new transfer portal class that they brought in. Gotten to meet a lot of those guys. They're really good people. And my roommate actually plays football. He's a running back, Matt Jones. So I'll make a hot take. Matt Jones will score over 5 touchdowns this year. That's gonna be my hot take.
Okay, nice.
But I actually do. I think they have a chance to compete for a national championship for sure.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. Bonus question: have you met Lane Kiffin?
Nothing too in deep, but I actually what's crazy. We were playing pickleball earlier after our workout, and just Coach Beard and all the coaches were out there, and then a couple of the players were out there, and Coach Kiffin was actually on the court next over to us this morning. So yeah, I've come in contact with him a couple of times.
Okay, it's cool guy.
Cool guy, yeah, cool dude. Okay.
Can Murphy Holloway still dunk?
Yeah, yes sir, he can. Okay, Murph still got it, man.
Yeah, I saw him in Knoxville during the season, and he looks like he could still back you down on the block. And
yeah, Murph hadn't lost it at all.
Well, Cam, this has been fun, man. I really appreciate the time. I know, as you highlighted, you're a busy man with everything you do for the basketball team and the Grove Collective. So we really appreciate it. Before we let you go, I do want to remind everybody, the show is also brought to you by USA Benefits Group. And our good buddy, Drew Moak, if you're looking to cut those health insurance premiums up to 30%, you can give Drew a call, 601-953-8449. He's in Mississippi, but he's also licensed in 7 states, so he can help you. Health insurance, dental, vision, Medicare, Medicaid, all of that. You can go check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get a free quote. Cam, much appreciated, man. This was a good time. We'll do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
All right, that'll do it for the flagship. Stay locked in, omspirit.com. We've got transfer portal coverage. We got baseball. We've got everything and more. Join in the conversation on the message board. If you're not a member, it's only $1. So come join us and have some fun. For Cam over there, I'm Zach. This has been the flagship. Till next time, we out.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.